Amen. Amen. All right. So I would encourage a lot of us to join a unit if you're not yet a part of a unit. That's for those of us that are here, like that are here. Please try and see if you can join a unit. Are we together? Is there anyone? I think almost all of us are in it. So just in case there's anyone that is not in any unit, try and join a unit. Yeah, we need to talk a bit. I said we should talk. Yeah, so try to join a unit. Then I think the leaders will have a meeting tomorrow. Today is Saturday, no? Yeah, so we have a meeting tomorrow in place of our night vigil that we couldn't have or that we didn't have, you know. So let's look forward to that. What's up with your university? I'm going to UI. Like that. So have you written book now? September. That's cool. Right. How old are you? Wow. Are you serious? Oh, she looks older, Abby. Which is a very good thing. It's a very good thing. All right. So, we're going to be talking about the things that matter today. The things that matter. My prayer is that God will really speak to things that matter. Look at this one. You're asking for barrels. No, please, nobody should give it. You have extra barrels. You have extra. Is that your? You have extra. Okay, I give it. Nobody should give it. If you don't have extra, please don't give anybody barrel in church. Remember one day one guy asked me for barrel. I looked at him into his face and said, "I'm not giving you, I'm using it." The guy was shocked. Very, very shocked. Amen. All right. So it's the things that matter. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, this vibe, I'm really not in preaching mode. This house vibe, I don't know. It does me somehow. Want to talk about the things that matter. And the first thing I want to talk about is that in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 8, the end of this thing is around the end. I'm trusting God that will pray a prayer point, and that prayer point is Lord own me. Okay, you hear what I said? Yeah, okay. So I said, I'm trusting God that we'll pray a prayer, and the prayer is Lord own me. Own, OWN. Oh, what did you think I was? Okay. Own. Lord, own me. So I'm trying to go. So please listen. I need us to listen. If we listen enough, we can get to that place and then we'll pray. And then when we're praying that prayer, if you're not saved, just just ask God, you know, God, I want to be saved, you know. I might do an altar call, I might not, but just ask God in that place, God, I want to be born again. All right, so in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, can somebody please, Aisha, maybe you should come in between one of them so that I can share the Bible with them. Do you have extra Bible? Ah, wow. Wow. So in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, it says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Hallelujah. So Genesis chapter 3 verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. So God was at this point in time, after he had created man, and he put him in the garden. Are we now? Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Victoria, please come on. Come on. Stay. Stand. So God had created the garden, right? He created man, did everything. And then he puts man in the midst of the garden. And after, you know, man had sinned and everything, you know. Now, before then, God will visit Adam to discuss things. You know, they'll have various conversations. It's one of those conversations that led to Adam getting married. Abby, no?
Yeah.
You know, when he said, God said, it's not good for a man to be alone, so I'll find him a helpmate. So, which is a very important lesson to learn. Are we together?
Mm-hmm.
Especially as a man, that, you know, marriage comes out of communion with God. Are we together? Marriage is not, you're not the one that initiates marriage, even though you're the one that practically initiates it. But marriage is designed to come as a result of a new season. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? So you enter into a season of your life where the requirement is that you would then be married. You get. So before you enter into that season of your life, this spirituality that I'm talking about, the way the season can be, it can be, you know, your pastor can just come and say, yeah, I'm joining you. You know, it can be matchmaking, it can be, don't look at it in the physical. You know, the point is that in the spirit, there'll be an announcement that, okay, this guy is ready for marriage. Are we together? Before then, please just hold yourself. Okay? Especially as a guy, because you see, as a guy, you might hold yourself physically, but emotionally, you're everywhere. Are we together? You know, you can be dreaming, you know, maybe a girl send you text message, just, why did she send me this text message? Does she, it's not only women that do those things, guys also, guys also can dream. Are we together? Especially when you're in your innocent phase as a guy. Huh? Chinedu, are you in your innocent phase as a guy? As a girl, have you seen, have they done you wicked in this life? Wow, they've done you wicked. Wow. Have you forgiven her? Time does not heal heart wounds. Are we together? The wound that time heals is cut. If they cut you, will raise the time will heal it. But heart wound, time does not heal heart wounds. Okay. But anyway, it's not that you go and meet and say I forgive. Anyway, let's just slow. So, especially as a guy, when you are in your innocent phase, you know, you don't want to be, the way your heart is innocent, just leave it that way, you know, and let it be that it's the first girl that you fall in love with that you will marry. Are we together? This is still linked to what I'm saying, the things that matter, you know. Because as a guy, your value in this world, is measured based on Ashawo. Ashawo behavior. You don't know what I mean by prostitutes. When a woman prostitutes herself, she's devalued. When a man prostitutes himself, he's valued. Do you understand? Most of the guys that you are seeing that are bragging, I sleep with, is the same spirit, is the same Ashawo spirit, but people just see it differently. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So in verse 8, he said, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of God. So God was always coming to them to talk about things, you know. God would come and say, oh yeah, it's time for you to marry. In fact, when God told man that he needs a woman, God was the one that initiated. Man did not know that he needed a wife. He was happy alone. Are we together? You know, look at Indy now. Indy did not know that level of freshness, you know. You guys need to see Indy. You guys need to see. You guys have not seen him because I don't think all of you are at this club. Freshly cut hair, like looking so sharp and handsome, you know. Now, of course, before that thing, if you told him now that this guy, you need to upgrade, what do I need to? I'm looking good now. Am I not presentable? You know, but God had more plans. You understand? All right? So, however, so God was always coming to him. So they'll come, they'll talk. In fact, even God had given him his job. You know, God is going to give him his job. I mean, when God said that, okay, now what I want you to do is that I want you to be tending this garden. I want you to name all the animals. I want you to do all these things. In fact, God even gave him provision. So God was just taking care of him. The guy was just living his life, you know. And they'll be having this conversation. But on this day, something different happened. Right?
Yes,
this day God was walking and then they ran away. I mean, you know. Now, how many of us want a visitation from God? When they say, God, visit me. I mean, everybody will say they want God to visit them. Now, these people here, right, God wanted to visit them. You know, he created them so that he could visit them. You get. But at this point in time here, these people were running away from the visitation. Are we together? So that question of God, when will you visit me? Huh? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
That question of God, when will you visit me? The question might be a wrong question. Because if we look at it, it might be that you're actually the one running away from God visiting you. Are we together? Remember, I was just talking about the things that matter. So the same way these guys, after something new had happened, the dynamic of that relationship changed. It now became one where God was, they were running away from him. Before, God wouldn't really chase so much. God would just, they had their meeting place. So both of them will come and meet, right? But now, this one is running away. So God is not the one chasing him. Which till today, God is still the one chasing us. Have you done?
Yes.
Again, right? God is still the one chasing us. And there's a reason why. Are we together? We'll go to the reason why. But, hi, Major. You are welcome. But there's a reason why, right? But the point is that it's not that God does not want to visit us. Please understand this thing. Are we together? We'll look at some more scriptures. But it's not that God does not want to visit man. God wants to. You know, we are like an investment that God is holding on to by force. You know, maybe like now, there's a kind of, I don't know if anybody knows anybody that lost money in MMM some years ago. Do you know anyone? You don't know anyone. Do you know anyone that's been scammed? Crypto, you know, affairs, you know, when the thing is obviously the money has like casted, you know, for like maybe 2-3 days, the person will not believe. You know, the person will be like, no. I reached out to them. They said that there's a new batch that's coming in that, you know, the person will be giving explanations. Why? Because the person is trying to cope with. The person is holding on to that thing. Yeah. Now God is perpetually in that state with men in the sense that he doesn't want to. He's better or not, like, you know, but irrespective of what man is showing him, you know, irrespective of how man is trying to open his eye, he's still not letting go because the implications is hell. Are we together? Are we together? If God lets go of somebody, then the implication is hell. You get my point?
Yes.
Now let's go to John 3:16. Let me show you what I'm talking about in a better way. John 3:16. We'll read from this 16 till see whenever, maybe 21 or so. So John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
So, verse 19, and this is the condemnation. That light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I said that God is holding on to man because the implication is hell. Now, there is something that makes the implication hell. From this scripture, what condemns a man? Huh? His deeds. What else condemns a man? Why is a man condemned? Not believing. There's another reason. Why is he condemned? There's a reason why he doesn't believe. Is there a verse 19? Because he loves darkness. Okay. So, the nature of sin that man has, what it means is that if God is coming here, a man will run away. Because God is light. You get my point? So, if the way he turned on this light now, darkness ran away. It's the same way a man will run away. By nature. Do you get my point? So you can understand why people will say that they would rather go to hellfire because the interesting people are in hell. Have you heard that statement before? Right? All the interesting people are in hell. Tupac is in hell. Fela is in hell. Yeah? Have you heard that? Right. Now that statement is a statement of ignorance, but it's actually, the ignorance is a different kind of ignorance. It's not like the guy is really saying the truth. Are we together? Do you know what I'm saying? Right? He's really saying the truth. That truly, the state that he's in, he prefers darkness rather than light. The ignorance is that he doesn't know that in that hell he's roasting. You get my point, right? So that's just what he's ignorant about. But he's actually being true to himself. And he's saying the truth that actually, I prefer darkness to light. Are we together? So, again, what condemns a man? Loves darkness. Okay? So, the obstacle to getting a visitation from God is not God, it's us. Is that we are running away from light. Do you understand? Huh? So, what then is the fix to get a visitation from God? Is to run into light. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So, what we do as Christians, when we introduce new things into your life that you don't want to be there, is the introduction of light. Do you get my point?
Yes, sir.
So you can't judge the potency of a new thing based on how you feel, because how you feel is in, you feel based on your old place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So if I introduce light into your life, you might hate it.
Yeah.
You get my point now?
Yes, sir.
You might not like it. You understand my point? All right? It's just like now. The moment you start walking now, you start complaining and walking too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Why are you complaining that you're walking too much? Let me explain what I mean. You might not be there, but some of you are there. You're praying to God, oh Lord, I want to be great. Are we there?
Yes.
Oh Lord, give me money. Oh Lord, elevate me. I'm destined. Are you with me? Are you following me? Oh Lord, elevate me. Okay. When Monday to Sunday you're now occupied, you now be complaining, I don't have time for myself. You know, I'm being worked too much. Do you understand? Right. Now, why is that happening? Because the introduction of light, you are running away from it. So you want to enjoy light, but you don't want to have the responsibility of light. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Right? So a lot of complaints in life is actually running away from light. When people are complaining, is it anybody that is complaining, you need to balance work and life. Is running away from light. Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
Huh? Jesus, I don't know why I'm here. Jesus came to walk. I mean now. Jesus was walking. When Jesus died and resurrected, Jesus is not eating ice cream in heaven. He is doing more work. Jesus is working though. What I mean, like, he has office. He's calling people. He's saying, yes, oh yeah, you come here. What are you saying? Oh yeah, in Canada, let's move. Okay, who can we move? Oh yeah, move them. Okay, don't worry, I'll visit them. Okay, in Ojoju, okay. Anointing, okay. What can we do for anointing? Oh yeah, let's put her in this place. Let's move her here. Let's do this one. Let's do this. Jesus is walking. Are we together? Yeah. You get my point. So my point is that you can't judge the introduction of lights based on how you feel. At times, when they introduce lights, you might feel negative. You get right? Because you want to run away from light. You get. Amen.
Amen.
So what condemns men is that men love darkness rather than light. Verse 20. So don't be shocked though. I'm telling you, see, the way men are. That's why you shouldn't let anybody blackmail you and tell you, if God is a loving God, why are people going to hellfire? It's not true. People go to hellfire because that's what they love. You understand? Right? Everybody is chopping what he portrayed. Nobody is like... Nobody will be shocked. Yeah, there's nobody in hellfire that is shocked that is in hellfire. I was expecting to be in heaven. there's nobody in heaven that is shocked. You don't enter heaven by mistake, like you understand? Right? Everybody knows where they are going to. I'm serious about this thing I'm saying. Yet, I'm serious. If you are doubting whether you are going to heaven, there's something seriously wrong with you. I'm serious. Maybe you are not really born again, or you're born again is still, which is like you are not really born again. Yet, but nobody is shocked as to where they are going to. Yet. Amen.
Amen.
So in verse 20, he then says it again. And this is the power of truth. You know, because truth, and that's the power of light. You see, let me tell you something there. Tell yourself, I need light.
I need light.
Say it again, I need light.
I need light.
You see, when there's darkness, there's a lot of corny explanation for things. People have a lot of... That's the nature of darkness. Darkness is not clear. So people like to... We like to give ourselves explanations, you know. But light, you see, when you bring light, you know, you can't deny. Like, as there's light here, we know everybody that is here now. If it's dark, if this place was dark, somebody might not have been here. And they say, why are you around? He said, I was around. I was at the back. You didn't see me, you know. But you see, in light now, we know there's transparency.
Yeah.
There's clarity. We know everything that is happening. Major, are you comfortable there? You want to come here? Yeah, fine. Okay. So the reason why we need light is so that we cannot hide and give ourselves an excuse. Are we together? Are we together? So in verse 20, it says, for everyone that doeth evil hated the light. Are we together?
Mm-hmm.
Neither cometh into the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Amen.
Amen.
So if somebody is not receiving Jesus Christ, it's not because, you know, because you see at times, you know, some of you said will be guilty. Oh, is it that I didn't preach well? You know, no, that's not the reason why. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
It's because people love their evil deeds and don't want to be reproved.
Yeah.
If a man is ready to receive Jesus Christ, a baby can preach to him.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have a point. Anybody here that is not growing, it's not me.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Yeah.
Anybody here that their life is not changing, it's not me. Yes, I'm preaching my preaching. Yeah, if I leave this place now and I have wife and children in Kogi State, God will sort me out. I don't have wife and children in Kogi State. That's an easy example. But if I have another family, in Kogi State, I'm doing this thing, God will deal with me. But that's not the reason why you are not growing. It's not the reason. Are we together? The Bible has. So, everyone that doeth evil hated the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Are we together?
Yes.
So that's light. When light comes, is okay, this is what is happening. Let's not be giving ourselves excuse. James, for instance, said that whenever you see, let's go to it in James. Just James. James chapter 4. Yeah, it's good to have. Thank God I'll use this thing to remind myself. James chapter 4, from verse 1. From whence comes wars and fighting? Someone should read for us.
Where do wars and fighting come from among you? Do they not come from your desire for flesh? Did they not come from your desire for pleasure that war in your favor? You lost and you do not have. You murder and you fight and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask and you that you spend it on your pleasure.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So he says that where does war and fighting come from among you? So when you see people fighting, you see people fighting, where does it come from? Everybody has reason for why they are fighting. Yeah. Everybody is saying, you didn't talk to me the right way. You know? You didn't greet me. Yoruba people, they think that, you know, it's just like now, some people, they are saying that Ibo should leave Lagos. I mean, I don't know if you guys are aware. Well, they are always there, they are nuisances, but they are always around, you know. And they are not, when I say nuisances, I don't mean they are not potent. You know, last election, I was beating Ibo people themselves. You get it, right? Now, whenever somebody is saying, all these Ibos, they are coming, they are dominating us, you know. Somebody can give you 3-page PhD on why evils are dominating, but that's darkness. The light is saying it comes from your lust. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
When you introduce light, what you hear is that, Oga, you are jealous. Yes. Huh? You've been in this Lagos state now for 30 years. You are still on the same level. Another Igbo man came here in 5 years. He did business. Are we together? Light will say, Oga, look at that place. Look at your heart. That's where it's coming from. Yes. But human being can give themselves explanation. No? You understand? Everybody can. Oh, there is nobody loves me. Nobody does this thing for me. But whenever you see fight, it's lost. If there's no lust, there will not be fight. They get. So that's light and darkness. And in darkness, there is, you know, people can always rub your ego. Again, there's the whole industry. Understand now? If maybe that's why you need to check that thing. Though I'm serious, you need to check that. Maybe that's why you like posting all these Andrew Tate's thing on your WhatsApp. You know, all this as a man, you need to be prosperous. You know, because you know that desire. At times, that desire for I need to be prosperous. It can just be I want to show this person. You know, I'm serious about what I'm saying. I'm sorry, but how many of you know Andrew Tate? People should know now. Do you know Andrew Tate?
Yeah.
You know? The bald guy, all those guys, you know, masculinity. You know what I'm saying? As a man, you need to don't look at women anyhow. You need to... Yeah. You know, that's just the male version of feminist, you get it, right? But all those things, you know? You see? Every fight between man and woman is stupid. Yeah, because men need women. Women need men.
Yeah.
Again, right? So as a woman, you don't need to make men your enemy. It's pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just admit, you know, I can't find husband. That's, you know, that's what the scripture says. That's where fight comes from. You get. You lost and have not. You get. Eh? Just go to God. God, I need a husband. I need a man to love me. You get. Who prefers hate? Don't you prefer love to hate? So instead of going online, attacking people, causing fights, you know, eventually the fight will become stupid. If you say, you know, a man can say, maybe the fight can even reach the level of, maybe as a lady now, you're coming in, now a man will open the door. I say, don't put the door for me, I can open the door for myself. You know? I had one woman, the fight can reach crazy level. The one feminist woman, I was watching her online, she's from the UK. And she was saying that, you know, the reason why fathers kiss their daughters goodnight is sexualizing. That has, you know, when the fight reach level, you know, that the daughters are sexualizing their daughters, that the fathers are sexualizing their daughters, that's why would the father be kissing the daughter good night? I can bring the video, it's on YouTube. I can bring the video. But you said it, that, you know, it's sexualizing. You get it. Right? So you don't need to fight. I mean, as a guy, you don't need to, you know, we all need love. You know, all of us are looking for, again, just admit. You get it. That's what life does. So let's go back to John 3. Why in verse, where are we? 20, Abby. For everyone that doeth evil. Where is David? Okay, right, is in the Russian. For everyone that doeth evil hated the light. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth, are we seeing this? 21. Cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Can someone read 21 in, I don't know, yeah.
For he who does the truth comes to the light. That
indeed
they clearly say that they have been done in God.
Hallelujah. So who that lovers of truth, what do? Come to light. That his deeds may be made manifest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where's people? She's in school. Okay. So when you are coming to light, what's going to happen? In other words, you'll be transparent to God. Now you see, it's we'll talk about that. But the coming to light, it's a posture of the heart. See, God can see you, which is the next thing we'll look at. But you need to know that God is seeing you. Are we together? You get, so that you're not, you not have serpentine behavior, right? It's just the posture of the heart that God is seeing me, and everything I'm doing, me and God, we know what we are doing. You get, it even make when you ask for help better. Are we together? Yeah. For instance, there's anybody here, irrespective of your position, me and somebody that doesn't go born again today. There's anybody here that you have a sin that you've not gone to go and talk to anybody about. It's not because, if for instance me now, I have a sin that, which is very possible. Are we together? I've not gone to talk to my pastor about or my friends about. It's not because, you can say, your position is sensitive. There's some things that you shouldn't. So you should not go and settle it. That's not the reason. It's because I'm running away from accountability. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? That's the point of being in light. So that even if you're in that place, you will not be deceiving yourself. So at least you will know that, okay, I have pride. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, if you know you have pride, God can still, okay, at least we know we are working this thing in you. But not that you'll be giving yourself excuse. Do you understand what I'm saying? You'll not be saying all sorts of things that actually, I just need to increase the fasting. These are things that some of us tell ourselves. I just need to, let me go on 30 hours prayer, and deal with this thing. And that's the challenge of darkness. When you love darkness, you can do so much to stay in darkness. So many people like that, they would rather pay 1 million naira than apologize. Like, the Holy Spirit will come and say, this matter, go and say you are sorry. What they did to me, I can never let go. You don't understand. Bah, 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 bah. Are we together? Are we together? So, it's a hard posture of accountability, or just you knowing that you are standing before God. And as you are standing before God like this, there is no element of you that is hidden from God. In fact, God even knows you more than you know yourself. Are we together? Are we together? This thing is still just background. I've never done with background yet. Amen. So he that does truth comes to the light. Now let us go to, so the first thing is that God is interested in seeing us, or God is interested in visiting us, but then because of darkness, as men, we can be running away from him. Now, in Psalm 34, let's go to Psalm 34. Okay, yeah, I remember something that I wanted to say. I want to, I've been saying some things with code, but I want to say some things clear. I've been saying some things periodically. I'll just mention it with code, thinking that If you want to, if you're listening, you catch the spirit, which is important. If you catch the spirit, is more important than this thing. But on some matters, I think it's important to be clear as possible. So, in your journey with God, are we all together? Please listen to me. Listen to me. This what I'm saying is very important. In your journey with God, you will see lots of men of God that misbehave. And popular men of God. In your journey with God, you will see popular men of God that misbehave. And you have to ensure that you number one are very careful of not joining in that misbehavior. Are we together? You see, man of God is an employment. The employer is Jesus Christ. Okay? And that employment is not based on whether you have sense or not. It's based on calling. Yes. Meaning that it's based on God's glory. Yes, right. So God doesn't necessarily call people because they are the best behaved people. Are we together? Yeah. So, however, the typically men of God usually turn out to be, there's a reason why, because now when I say men of God, I'm not talking about popular men of God. Are we together? I'm talking about servants of God, which you can be even though you don't have a ministry. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, when God works in a man, what usually makes God bring out, please, I'm going somewhere to stay with you. What usually makes God bring out somebody for ministry is that he would work in you, and then he will really work in your character, not to be your gifting, your intelligence, you know, it's your character he work on. And then that's what he wants to showcase. So God has a whole system for that. However, because he's dealing with men, the process can, you know. So usually you see men that come out who have character deficiencies. You will see it. And they will tend to be loud. You know. I'm saying this because there's a particular man of God that's going around now, causing lots of trouble. Huh? Some of you might have seen one or two clips of this. I'm talking about Abel Damina. Okay? Yeah. Some of you might not have seen anything, but it's just an important thing to know. You know, I think I was watching one of his interviews, and you know, he's talking about how all these things. Now, whenever you see that thing, please, as much as possible, ignore it. Okay, it's just misbehavior. Are we together? Don't allow it to cloud. The moment you see it, make sure that you shut it down. Don't be curious. Okay? Are we together? Are we together? The moment that you hear a man of God beginning to deviate, beginning to talk about the church in a derogatory manner, beginning to talk about other men of God in a derogatory manner, the moment you hear that thing, just shut it down. Don't say, let me hear what he's saying so that I can judge it. That's not the approach. Yeah, because those things you hear will enter your heart. Are we together? And even if you are mature enough to have a guard, it's foolish to be there. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. So, those things are periodic things that come and they sway usually young people. When I mean young, I don't mean young in age, I mean young in faith. They sway young in faith, and then people start, it's like the early stage of heresy. Are we together? Alright. So, I just thought I should say that very clearly. So that you will not say you are not told. Amen. And those things, they happen, like I told you, is misbehavior. It's just misbehavior. It's just character deficiency. Are we together? That's just what it is. It's character deficiency. So you don't want to partake. And you know what I said about darkness? You know, when is it, a lot of fights. You know, so at times these things is even envy and jealousy. You get, right? It's envy and jealousy. You get, God is not, old people are not, the same way you might be looking at older, this Christianity thing, people know things though. You get, if we are not talking third heaven revelation, doesn't mean we don't forget. This person you are seeing like this, you are seeing things. You get, right? So that people are simple is usually because they've gone around and they know that look, all this thing. Now just revelation you're gonna talk. Money will not be entering your bank account. If you want if you want real something that you'll be happy as a Christian, you know, you'll be proud. You know, your community will like you, people will like you, God will favor you. There's a way to do it. You understand? Right? So it always happened that older dignitaries will be insulted. It's part of the calling. Are we together? Yes. When God calls you, God will call, the calling will attract to your friends. It also attracts your enemies. Yes. It also attracts foolish people. Yeah, it's the nature of calling. So please, guard yourself so that evil things and evil thoughts don't enter into your heart. Because for him, it's misbehavior. For you, it can be derailing of destiny. Are we together? Yeah. That you don't feel it, you might not feel it because it's a revelation thing. Until you have revelation, you will not know. But God takes senior, there's something called senior man of God. And God takes that thing seriously. Are we together? God takes that thing seriously. If God institutes a relationship, if God institutes an order, God will follow that order. If you break that order, there is no tongues you want to speak. Your life will be a mess. Yeah. For instance, there's a way you behave with your parents. Even though your dad is a witch or wizard, you know, even though he's the one that told you to try, there's a way you behave. God will not bless you. Are we together? I'm sure that's what I'm saying. That your mother dedicated you to River Goddess doesn't mean you can go and slap her. Yeah, you can't say, I'm not born again. You know, you evil with pua. Are we together? If she truly has you in mind, if she conjures two or three spirits, the spirits will come and press you in your sleep. Your angel will be watching like this. I'm serious. I'm serious about what I'm saying. Come. Be doing like you're pressing. Just not press her. Just they use everything. G. No, be doing it, be doing it now, be doing it. I'm the angel, I'm the angel, be doing it. I'll be watching you like this. After you're tired, you'll go back, you'll wake up, I'll still be watching you like this. Yeah. Meaning your angel will be looking at you. But is it because that thing that you have broken, everybody will just pause until you go and refix that thing. the angel will start fighting for you again. Yeah, that's how God thinks. God is very structured. The thing, it flows like that. So, is it a revelation thing? Is people hear it? That's why I said, listen, just misbehavior. Again, there's a phase of it where God will allow it when you are 16, 17. We said when we were young, we used to do some of those things. All these old people, what are they preaching? God will just allow it because he knows he does. As much as they don't know what you're saying. But after a point, God will start taking you seriously. And what you talk, they will visit you. Okay, what scripture did I say we should? Psalm 34, yeah. So please, there will always be, you always see those things. Don't be shocked. Don't think that, you know, whenever you see, rancor in the church, don't be shocked. You know, don't be like, what is happening in the church? It's part of the story. You understand? There will be goats, there will be sheep. It is a prophecy. You get, there will be goats, there will be sheep. Everybody will choose the one they want to belong to. I guess. So I just said, let me just say that. And please, now you don't now go and insult the man of God, though. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I said ignore. I didn't say go and insult. So, in verse 34, Abby.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Psalm 34. Are we? I think my scripture is wrong. I'm going to go and write down wrong scripture. Give me a moment, please. Sorry, verse 15. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when you, one of the things you need to understand about God is that God is, when we say God is omnipresent, no, God has a body. Are we together? Just that we don't know, we've not seen it, but God is one person, you know. So he's in a place, but his eyes are everywhere. Are we together? So, anyway, let's read this. Psalm 34, verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry, right? So, let's also read Proverbs. Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, verse 3. Someone should read for us. Amen. Can we read it again? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we see that God is watching. Abi? Remember, we're still talking about the things that matter. Okay, please don't forget to. This is still background. Don't worry, the teaching won't be long. It's the background, and I'll just say what I want to say. So we started by looking at how God wanted to interact with people. But then because of darkness, people were running away. We're now seeing that God's eye is everywhere. Are we together?
Yes,
meaning that's his same instinct to chase is still there. Are we together?
Yes.
That actively, God's eye is roaming about. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Let me Second Chronicles 16. Second Chronicles is in Old Testament. It's after Kings. Second Chronicles 16. Are we there? Verse 9. Can someone read for us?
Each thing to do each act and loyal to you. You have acted since and so from now on, you will always be at war.
Just read that first part. Just read that first part.
The Lord keeps close watch over. The Lord keeps close watch over the whole world. To give strength to those whose acts are loyal to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you have the Bible? Okay, can someone share with him, please? So, the Lord, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
meaning God is actively looking for people. Are we together?
Yes,
are we together? So you see that when we talk about this visitation thing, the initiative is coming from God. You know my point? Right? We saw in the garden, God looked for people. He called them. He said, where are you people? These people hid from him. And he knew that they hid from him. Right? But he still walked out. He said, where are you people? And I'm seeing here that God's eye is seeing everything. So that light, it's also talking about his eye. Right? God's eye is seeing everything. And he is looking. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. This is your, just focus on us, please. He's seeing everything. Right? And he says he's running to and fro. Are we together?
Yes,
are we together?
Yes, sir.
Chidera, are you? Are you in? So, his eye is looking out for people. He's always looking out for people. So there's nobody that is not under God's radar. God is, there's nobody that God is not watching. Are we together?
Yes,
are we together?
Yes, sir.
There's nobody that God is not watching. And this is why we need to teach this. So that you will not think that God is not hearing you, you know. There's nobody that God is not watching. God is seeing everybody actively. He gets eagerly. Are we together? You get, there's nobody that is going to do something that God is not aware of. Are we together?
Yes,
all right. There's nobody that is in a place that God did not know. You get my point? Alright? God is with his eyes watching, but he's looking for something. What did he say he's looking for? Huh? For those whose hearts are loyal to him. In other words, those whose hearts are lovers of truth. You get my point? Right? So that's what God is looking for. Because obviously, for you to be loyal to him, you have to be a lover of light. Because God is light. You can't be loyal to him and be in darkness. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying? Right? So, putting your heart in that posture of openness to God, what it would mean is that you would always be in the sight of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because God is always looking for those whose hearts are loyal to him. So you want to command God's attention. Eh? It's not about what you do outside, it's about what is happening inside. Do you understand what I'm saying? You want to talk and God will hear you. It's not about what is happening outside, it's about what is happening inside. The prayers, the fasting, everything is geared towards that internal place. We're not fasting and praying because fasting and praying is what will make God hear us. We're fasting and praying so that we can put our hearts in a position. We will say we're not going to be on social media so that our hearts will then be focused on Him. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not like being on, not being on social media is the thing. Do you understand my point?
Yes, sir.
So even when we are doing physical things, those things are still geared towards the heart. So that we can capture God's attention. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
If you're blessed, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
So let's go back to Psalm 34 verse 15. So I'll show it for us. Amen.
Amen.
So the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. And his ear is open to their cry for help. Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to be valuable in the sight of God, it is truth that will make you valuable. Remember, I'm talking about the things that matter. Okay? Because this one is God that has value in it. So, you will not receive the proper response from men. Because men don't put value in truth. Men love to be lied to. Yes. That's the point of politics, lying to people. People know, just like now, you need to tell me now that before we elected this man, who in his genuine heart, you need to tell me now that a human being in his genuine heart looked at Tinubu and said, this is a good leader. No. I mean, I'm serious. In your deep heart, that's who is good leader to you. Are we together?
Amen.
People know. But people love being lied to. Again, a friend of mine was saying that Udumeje is charming people. He is not charming anybody. People know he's a fake man of God. See, let me tell you something. People know fake men of God, though. I'm telling you the truth. People know fake men of God. But they will still go because they want to go there. I'm telling you the truth. That, you see, you can't be a genuine Christian and be under a fake man of God. It is not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible. You get my point? I mean, fake. I don't mean a man of God that is misbehaving. Like the man of God. No, you can't be. Because misbehavior is misbehavior. It's still a Christian. But I mean fake. Fake. Like this man is not born again. He's not born again. He's not born again. You just come, you don't dance. No, you are choosing to be deceived. You are not stupid. You know what you are doing. I was just laughing. I didn't want to start arguments. I didn't talk. Well, I was just laughing. It's not charming anybody. Nobody is putting charm on anybody. There's no charm anywhere. There's no charm. People are choosing to believe a lie. Hallelujah. So you should not be like that. Say, I'm not like that.
I'm not like that.
I'm a lover of light.
I'm a lover of light.
Yes. I don't want to be lied to. Tell us the truth. Let's know where we are. On everything. Don't lie to me. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Not know that somebody is going to do nonsense and then because of good speech, you just change your nonsense. We know the truth. We know where we stand on situations. Are we together? So you need to be this lover of truth because men are not lovers of truth. Men love other things. And that's why we furnish ourselves with many things. Okay? Are we together? That's why we furnish ourselves with many things. We focus on external things to distract from the things that matter. Has anybody ever read their Bible anywhere where God said that he values intelligence? You read your Bible, God's like, wow, yeah, you are smart. You understand? Alright? Are we together? The reason why things like that, the reason why external things are not equally distributed is because there's no value in them. Are we together? So God, when God is looking at human beings, God doesn't have issue with one human being being more intelligent than another human being. Because that's not where God is placing value. What God called man is not that thing. Do you understand?
Yes.
So the thing can be unevenly distributed. Even beauty can be unevenly distributed. Are we together?
Yes,
you get? No, everybody is not fine. Yeah, that's the thing. You need to be careful. Let's not be misquoting scripture that is not meant for what is not meant for. You know? When we say you are beautifully and fearfully made, we didn't mean it the way you might want us to mean it. You get my point? Right? We are talking about your inside. Right? The essence of a man. He gets. He's powerful. When God says man, he's talking about authority. So with bow leg, you can cast out demon. Demon does not respond to straight leg. Do you know what I'm saying? But that thing is not like you just give yourself a pep talk. You know, I don't believe in all this nonsense of you do beauty pageants with fat women. You know, that's not what we say fine women. We know what we mean. I guess what I'm saying. I don't you don't need to be lying to people. Beauty pageant, we know what beauty is. All of us, nobody can. Deep down in our hearts, we know what we mean. Are we together? You understand what I'm saying? Right? So you don't need to give yourself, oh, me self. You know, and you say this is the thing that causes, it might seem like a trivial thing, but this is the thing that causes plastic surgery.
Yeah. Yeah.
People can't accept that, oh boy, I don't have hips. As you just accept it, I don't have hips. It's not my destiny. You get my point? I don't have it. Let's just move on. Let's focus on what we have. Do you understand? But you want to admit. You get my point? I am not fair.
Yes.
I'm black. You get? Let's just accept it that way. You understand? If you think that because I'm black, I'm stupid, well, that's you. You understand? You're the one that we should be pitying. You're the one that needs revelation. Not me. So let's just move on.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Right?
Now, when one has that kind of disposition, when one has that kind of heart, the person is ready to now start hearing conversations with God. Yeah. If not, all your prayer points will still be emotional issues.
Yes,
your prayer points will just be, God, fix my emotion. That would be the... You might not be praying it, but that would be the answer to your prayer. I mean, you'll be praying, but God's answer will be, let's fix your emotions, because you're not ready yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So how can we have access? Because I tell you, you see, I say this thing all the time, with Christians wanting validation from men. You have to understand what, like I said, what God values, men don't value. So you need to understand that the world will not celebrate you. I don't know who lies to people. Where we are going to is war and fight.
Yeah.
Are we together? Are we together?
Yeah.
Is war and fight. I tell you the truth. Is war and fight. You get? I'm not expecting celebration from the world. What I'm expecting is fight.
Yeah.
Celebration is coming from God. God will be happy. You know? Your children will be happy. And those ones that are with you. Your church people, you know, the ones that have sense, they will be happy. You get? Right? Your pastors will be happy. Those are the people that we are looking at. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
right? I can't be expecting approval from men. It can't work. You see, men, See, if I was Jesus Christ, I would not do church the way Jesus Christ did church. I'd rather go and get angels to do church. Because angel can hear word. Yeah, men don't hear word. That is our nature. We are stubborn. We don't hear word. You get it? The confidence to put church business in hands of men is arrogant. It's only God that can do that kind of thing. It's an arrogant statement that, Satan, I will use men to finish you. You get it? Men? Man? This church thing, we have... I was talking to a colleague of mine. Men usually do cool in church. Meaning, we'll send Jesus away. I was talking to a colleague of mine, was saying that, you know what he's thinking is that there should not even be physical church again. Everybody should not be doing only online. A pastor. He's a colleague of mine, but he's a pastor. That the new phase of church now is pure online. Pure online. I mean, pure. I don't mean that some people will be in the church. Then I mean pure online. Pure online. Not even like maybe what we are doing now, where we are meeting. Just pure on everybody, wherever you are, just tune in. Just pure online. No church meeting, no nothing. Pure online. And the reason is that we attract more people that way.
Wow.
So we now say that. Because that condition of the money. I now say that. What about people that do have phone? But everybody doesn't have phone now. There are people, some people that have phone. I say, that one is them. But now we they. Yeah, that's what I said. That's cool. The person that started this thing, he gave you blueprint. He said, do this thing this way. you will come and say, no, we can improve it. That's man. Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So if you lean on your man nature and you try and get approval from men, that's why, let's go there. I think it's Corinthians or so. Where Paul said, you can't please God and men. Or is it Galatians? Galatians 1. Galatians 1 verse 10. Oh, sorry for us.
For I am not praying to be in the favor of people, of God. Sorry, for am I now trying to be in the favor of people, of God? Or am I trying to be if I were still trying to be in the favor of God, I would not be in the favor of Christ.
Hallelujah. If I was still trying to please men, I will not be a servant of Christ or slave of Christ. Hallelujah. See, the two things, they can't work. Yes. Some of your parents that think they are failing. You know, some of your parents right now think they failed. I'll tell you the truth. Some of your parents think they failed. And the reason why they think they failed is that they did not send you to the school that they initially wanted to send you to. I'm telling you, some of you, the plans were that you would go to Lula Jesuit or Atlantic Hall or something. It's just that money no reach, you know. So you went to Bad Fafnwa. Now, they might not tell you, but deep down in their heart, they believe that there's been some sort of failure. Okay? They'll be shocked when they meet God. Because God will treat them not like failures. Are you together? Alright. Because even though they did not perform on that level, at least they brought it to church. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Now they'll get their reward there. Because the two things are just too different. And you see, this teaching there, you need a baptism into this thing, because it's like God needs to change your OS. Are we together? Like just your OS, the way you think, you know, even down to the kind of woman you want to marry. Are we together? Are we together? Huh? Even down to the kind of woman you want to marry, God needs to, the thing, it can go deep. You know, it can go, the thing, if it can go that deep, you know. Are we together?
Yes.
So, you need to have this thing because the signals will be conflicting. I tell you the truth. The signals will be conflicting. That's why many people are usually shocked. You know, some people are shocked when they become, even in physical things, they'll become rich. They'll be shocked that people are not responding to them the way they usually would have expected. Right? Well, maybe that one is, you discover that one in life. Yeah. But you need to understand that we are not living for the approval of men. They are just too different. The way we think, the way God thinks is just two opposites. So what does that mean? It means that you have a strong sense of self. What did I say? Yeah. Everybody here, say, I must be strong.
I must be strong.
Yeah. You must be. All this sadness. I tell you the truth. 100% of anybody here that is sad about one or two things is what other people are saying.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Yes.
And you are just being sad for nothing. Because those opinions are not valid. In fact, it's even that sadness that is even making you come and disturb us. Say, oh, I need this, I need that. Because, you see, it's just emotion. And it's based on... Now, it's a serious thing, though. That I just said it's emotion. It's a serious thing. But it's just thinking about what others are saying. This is how we should do it. You know, someone now can be sad. Oh, I don't have... Let me know. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the same way God is going to approve of your parents, is the same way the most potent things that will make God really respect you. Huh? Would be things like, you remember the example I gave about parents? You remember that example, right? The most potent thing there. Now, God can meet the parent and say, thank you for carrying your child to church. He can bring out thank you from God. Eh? God will never go and meet you and say, thank you for sending your child to Christian. You know something? Eh? God, as a lady now, God will never say, you know, oh God, I don't know if I ready to hear this thing. I ready to hear this thing. I ready to hear this thing. Ah, it will break your heart, man. You see, God, the office that he created, how God respects women. Yeah, is that they have a sense, two things. Is that they have a sense of beauty. Let me say it this way. If as a lady, you only feel valuable when men are looking at you, you are far from God. You know what I say? You know what I said?
Yes,
if as a lady, you only feel valuable when you step into the room and then they know that somebody has entered. Because they are far from God. Very far. Yeah. You see? The beauty, the real admirer of the beauty, of a woman's beauty, is God. And her husband. Are we together? And so, in fact, Muslims are even more accurate when they cover all their wife in black. They don't want any man to look at her. It's rubbish, sure, but it's still more accurate. The thinking is that nobody should look at my wife's beauty. Right? It's rubbish. It's carnal. It's just religion. But the thinking is, the overall thinking is more accurate than a lot of us. Because that's actually the way it is. It's God that is admiring the woman's beauty and her husband. And the admiration of the husband, because the husband is still looking at, you know, the husband is still carnal, so the husband can admire. But see, God, the one he's admiring, has nothing to do with what is on the body. Are we together? So, some of you, not all of you, some of you, your destiny is that you'll be a mother. That's all. Are we together? Not all of you, but some of you, you will just find out that what God wants you to do with your life is to serve your husband. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? And that's all. You will be intelligent though. You will have brain. But you will not be on the stage. You will not be at women's conference. You will not be with top women business leader. You will not be this. You will not be that. The only is that you'll be carrying children. Yeah. I don't cry. The reason why it's sounding hard is because of, you remember I say running away. You get is running away. But you see, if you are in your line, if that's what God wants you to do, and you are in your line, your prayer can be the thing saving Nigeria. Meaning God will value you. So, something can want to happen. 3 men of God will come and pray. The thing will still be there. You, as you are like that, you just come and say, "Oh Lord, please hear us on this matter." And God will say, my daughter is praying. No, I have to do this one. It's my daughter. You get it. But money no go enter your account like that. You know, you won't be on the cover of the book magazine. It will not be there. But with God, sir, you are his person. And the question is, which one do you want? Do you understand? This conversation, I don't know, is it too hard? Is it too hard? How? Are you blessed? No, okay. So that's it. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So the question is, the things that matter. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see why God needs to own us? I'm telling you, God needs to own us because all of us, we have put our stock in things that are washing away. Yes, even me, myself, we put our value in one or two things, you know? You don't want to be the kind of person now, you know, they are sending people to Magodo, you know? They are sending people to UK, they are sending people to Canada. Maybe it's your turn now, they are sending to Port Harcourt. You'll now be like, I know now. You know? Why Port Harcourt? You know? Why Port Harcourt? Oh, Kogi. Kogi. Kogi States. You know? I'm like, Oh, now. Oh, now. Me say I'm global. Kogi is global now. Is Kogi not part of... Is Kogi not part of the globe? Kogi is part of the globe now. He won UK. And it's just that it... God. Amen.
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 Amen. So we need light.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need light. And it's God that can give us, it's God that can give us light. I know what I'm saying. Just trust me. It's God that can give us light. I tell you the truth. You know, people, the world deceives us by giving us glamour. You know, people celebrate you. And, you know, even when God celebrates you, at times it can manifest with the world also celebrating you. At times. And I mean what I say. At times. It's actually very little. I'm telling you, because your spirit is not that spirit. You know what I'm saying? You know. So, only very few people. Most of us will just be underground. Meaning, we'll just be living our life normally. Right? But usually, when you appear in the world, it will be fight. I know what I'm saying. It will be fight. Yeah. It will be a subtle fight that you won't be aware of. You might not be aware of, because people might not be. It might not be fight of attacking or insult. But it will just be a fight of conflicting or pressure in terms of signals. People will just be sending something to you. You will meet people whose whole life is constructed around a particular idea. And if you as a guy are showing your wife a level of service, there'll be, you get. Some of you now, you are not proud of saying that you're a virgin as guys. I mean, if you're in a conversation with guys and they say, are you a virgin? You can't say, I'm a virgin now. I mean, you feel ashamed that, you know, maybe like, yes, I'm not sex. You know, you just say it all kind of, you just say it all kind of way. Because you want to, you can't just open your chest and say, I've not had sex before. You get, right? Because there are still pockets of running away. You know, you still want to run away small. Yeah, so that's the fight I'm talking about. I'm not talking about physical fight. I think it's a great physical fight. But that's largely the fight I'm talking about. I remember when I was in NYC, some people were talking, and then, you know, I was in the midst. And I said that, so you are a virgin. And I say yes, no. You know. And then I now made sure that I addressed that thing, because I don't know, I think the thing was messing up with. And I just pointed out to some people, I was not like, you have sex, and it's not like it will pass you by. You know, you won't forget to have sex. Yeah, it's not like you turn to 45 and like, eh? I didn't have sex, though. Yeah. You will marry, you have sex. Yeah, so it's not something to... So yeah, that's that. But that thing is the reason why many people start doing so many things. Yeah. Most people, alcohol is bitter now.
Yeah.
But they drink because others are drinking. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Especially, and I'll end with this. When God is training you, wow, time has gone. When God is training you, are we together? When God is training you, please listen to me. God will train you in the wilderness. Are we together? Now, when God wants to make something of your life, God will take you through a process of refining. Okay? Now, that process, the reason why a lot of these things I'm saying, it might be hitting you like bam, 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 it's not the power of the word. It's that you are not refined. The word is powerful, but what I mean is that the jim in your heart is that you are not yet there. But it's fine. God will refine you. The way God will refine you is service. Everybody say service.
Service.
Yeah. Service. Huh? God will take you to a process of service that you will start. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
But please, if you want to be great with God, hear me. You will start it, but you will not know when the thing will end. You can't know when the thing will end. And I tell you, it will not take 1 year. It will not take 2 years. It will not take 3 years. Okay? It will take a while. Consistent service where you will go low. Everybody say go low.
Go low.
Say go low.
Go low.
There's something like that now. Bend down low or something like that. You will go low. Low, you'll be going low. If you are struggling with the thing, after a while they can give up. After a while, if they see they can still do some more, they will push it more. But if you're doing it, it might actually be quick. The point is that you'll be going low. Eh? When you now get to a place, they'll now come and check you. Okay? Are we together? Are you hearing me? They'll come and check you. God will come and check you and say, this vessel, let's check it. Let's test it. Let's do some checks. If you pass the test, oh yeah, you're going back up. If you don't pass the test, you go low again. I'm serious. Yeah, you go low again. Most people don't like this. So most people will just fight and say, oh boy, I'm tired. Yeah, most people will just fight and say, oh boy, I'm tired. This is the reason why many people leave churches. You know, many people just fight and say, oh, this process is too much. You just look for plan B or something. Okay? But you'll be going low. And it's just service, so. It's not like you'll be poor. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that in your life, you'll just be going low. People will be using you. You'll just be insignificant. People will just be taking you for a ride. Yeah. You'll be going low. And then when that heart of service has been built, it can take you anywhere. Are we together? Yeah. So first now, maybe for instance, when you have small anointing, you will enjoy preaching. God will just carry you to one corner and say, yeah, go and be sweeping the floor. Some people, after they give up, they will start looking for preaching engagement. They start looking for preaching engagement outside their church, you know. But you say, you have a meeting. I'm a powerful man of God. I can see their church will be sweeping the floor, but, you know, they are doing their thing again, right? And that they've given up again. So they'll just be there. They'll be there. Then when the thing is ready, God will say, okay, you're ready. Yeah, let's now bring you up. At that level, you're not depending on your brilliance. You're not depending on your intelligence. You're not depending on your beauty. You're not depending on how you talk. Okay? You're just depending on God. That's what you understand. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
That one is for, if you're ready, you can take it. And it's not 1 year, it's not 2 years. It's a process, the baptism you get. All right, let us pray. So, but before we pray, I want to ask a question. You can look up before we pray. I want to ask a question. Do you want God to be looking at you? I'm asking now, do you want God to be looking at you? You want to be God's child, have you? It's not to be God's child, though. It's not to be doing dancing up and down. That one is there, but this one is part of it. Then God has to own you. Okay, listen, it's only possible when God owns you. It's only possible when you have concluded that your life is for God. Are we together? And so whatever happens, let's just be taking it like that. Yes. It's not to be thinking. I'm not saying now that you send it to one village in Sokoto. It's not to be thinking that one. That's the pointless thing. You can't prepare your heart for missionary work by thinking about it. You get, right? You prepare by dying. When you die to self, anywhere they tell you to go, you will go. So it's not like if you think long enough about it, you know, you will break through. It's not that way. So I'm not even now saying that you start thinking that, oh, in this life, God, so I won't do anything. I'll just be a housewife. That's not what I'm saying. Are we together? That's not what I'm saying. Eh? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that God needs to own you so that you can take pride in what God takes pride in. Eh? So that you won't be fighting with God and then you'll be happy because the world is celebrating you. Okay?